Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Fuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Shannon, turn the music off. We're doing a thing right now. We're having fun. And I'll tell you something. This could be love because I've had the time of my life. No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear it's the truth. And I owe it all to you.
Yeah, baby. And yes, remember.
Wow. You're the one. I'll do this the whole show in a loop. That song is such a feel-good song.
It really is.
I think that was the blackest cannon has ever sound.
But yes, remember. That was great. Yes, remember. Mike Cannon.
Hold on one second.
Jeremiah Watkins.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the Real Ass Motherfucking Podcast. What's up, baby boys? Let's go. Put up. Zach D'Amico's here. I'm the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, the king of things, the point guard of podcasting. Hashtag the show. I forgot about that one. Somebody told me about that the other day. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Hashtag the show.
That sounds like a wrestler name for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. I don't fuck around, dude. Look, we have a great fucking show planned. I'm upset, though. I will say this. I am upset with Shannon. Shannon is, and I say this all the time, but it's the only time that I've actually meant this. Shannon is stupid. I say it all the time.
I'm not co-signing this.
You don't got to co-sign. I got great credit, baby. I don't need a co-signer. You know what, dude? You'd be my guarantor.
You know what?
For Shannon is stupid. Dude, you know what?
You tried not to complete the phrase.
Yeah.
He goes, you know what, dude?
You know what, friendo? Shannon, she booked the same guest as Legion of Skanks on Monday night. So now we have a double fagathon with Cannon and fucking Jeremiah. Luckily, Jay's not here to fucking just, you know, take over the whole fucking show. We can breathe a little bit on this show. Okay.
I walked in and Mike looks at me. He's like, this is destiny, brother.
We're meant to do
this.
We're meant to do this together.
You guys are meant to do this.
I think we need receipts and need to see if Shannon booked them together first or if Legion of Skanks booked them together.
Maybe. Definitely booked them first.
But guess who booked these guys on Legion of Skanks?
Who?
Puerto Rican Rattlesnake.
That's right.
You booked both of them?
Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Louis J. Gomez.
All right, so what time on Monday did you text
them? No. Cannon was...
I've been reaching out for months. Yeah, yeah. Louis has been disregarding every single message. Yes. Just, okay. You know,
and then Jeremiah's publicist reached out.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is psychotic.
Yeah.
Ralph hit me up. Ralph is like, he's like, dude, I want to get on like Andrew Schultz's podcast and Tim Dillon's podcast. Not happening. But he was like, should I reach out personally or should I have my publicist reach out? And I was like, I personally hate when a publicist reaches out to me.
That's why I did
on
it.
On behalf
dude.
Of
That's why I freaking did it. Suck my dick, dude. That's why I did it.
I hired a publicist just to freaking reach out to you freaking moron.
Jeremiah knows how to get under my skin. He knows how to get under my skin.
You think I've got a publicist? I hired one. I hired a fake account to email you, bro.
He wins again.
Oh, that was
God damn it.
Jeremiah, you have to realize, usually when a publicist reaches out to us, it's, I got a girl. She's the hand job queen of Paducah, Missouri. She's got a book coming out she wants to promote. And a line of CBD noses.
Is her publicist Josh Ademeyer?
Yeah, right? Josh Ademeyer should be a publicist. That'd be hilarious.
Listen,
he's like, listen, baby.
She's a hand job queen. Yeah. You gotta do it.
You gotta get this girl on your show. I got a song about it. Doo wop, boo wop.
That was good.
Doo bop, bop, wop. I love doing Josh. It's the only impression I could do. Okay.
Well, your voices have similar quality.
So you know what I do to do Josh Ademeyer is the same way that a singer would change octaves.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm changing the octave of my scraggly cancer voice.
I'm just bringing it
right.
Down.
Yeah, I've gone down a full octave to be Josh Ademeyer.
Josh Ademeyer sounds like the cool version of the cartoon dog that you are.
He spins a stand-up bass.
Listen to me. We're going to have an incredible show planned today. Shannon, you know, a little bit insubordinate on multiple levels, might I add.
Why is that?
On multiple levels. So then she's like, I booked him first. Blah, 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 blah. And I was like, okay.
She said blah, blah.
She said blah, blah.
She was drowning.
Lou's had her head in the toilet.
Lou, stop waterboarding me. Take your swirly.
But then she has the nerve to accuse me publicly of stealing a joke. Me and Mark Norman are both going through this right now.
Wow.
And Shannon is accusing me publicly of stealing her jokes, which is psychotic. It's psychotic.
Not my jokes, my segment.
No, your whole essence, apparently. I'm just taking fucking Shannon.
You Steve Burns Shannon? Steve
Burns. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I take Shannon.
You got burned?
I take Shannon's essence, apparently, and she's not, but she doesn't even come to me.
If Shannon, we tried to sell your essence. Nobody bought it.
That was great. We sold Shannon's farts
essence,
in a jar.
The new Legion of Skanks perfume available now.
Well, we sold Shannon's farts in a jar. We sold two of them, actually. We sold one to Mike Graney and then one to...
Did you keep the profits of another one?
Wow.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's what's up, nigga.
Wow, Louis.
Oh, soundboard. Soundboard, easy. Jeremiah's here. see, the soundboard's raising. He got a mind of his own, doggy.
Listen, man.
Yeah, you don't even get this thing going. I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes. This is the most racist thing I've ever done, is playing the sound effect. Chicken, turkeys, when I play the sound effect when somebody does something black or a black person's here for no reason, I just look at them and I play. It's fucked up. It's
that,
not okay.
That iPad's from a different time.
I will say it's true.
It's an original iPad.
Yeah.
Ah, shit.
Is that a 1993 iPad?
So Shannon is saying that I stole. What, now, why, Shannon, do you believe that I'm stealing your essence on Legion of Skanks?
Okay, so first, this to preface this, on Real Ass Podcast a couple of weeks ago, we had Ian Hunt and Kat Zini on, and you did a whole thing where you
I
want to
watch
them,
Ian Hunt and Kat Zini have oral sex on each other. So, are they not like the hottest, gothiest little fucking couple? Don't you
I
wanna,
like Ian's 80s hair.
Yeah, dude, he's fucking a hot dude. She's a hot. I just want to watch them suck and fuck each other so badly. Can we make that? Can we facilitate that somehow?
You have money.
I can probably facilitate,
you can probably facilitate that.
I don't know how much it's worth.
I feel like the room would be in black and white.
Yes. Yeah, it's got to be noir.
Yeah. There's some shoegaze
A
music.
Flickering TV in the corner.
Anyway, Shannon, sorry.
So
I got really horned up there for a second. I apologize, Kat Zini and Ian.
Other guy.
Guy that I had to include in this and not disrespect him.
So on that episode, you asked them both to tell their ghost stories, which is part of what my show is. And Jeremiah and Mike Cannon, by the way, both told way better ghost stories on my show than they did on Legion of
Wow! I thought you were going to stay on my show, and that's why you're extra mad.
No, but then...
That's crazy. And so, you guys, hold on, and I mean this.
That I did that out of respect for you because I knew that I'd already done it on... Yep.
I saved my best for the thing... Is
ding
the ding show?
That was a bad move, boys. I'm just going by the numbers. I know the numbers. I'm not gonna sit here and fucking trash.
Now we're
maybe they're equal shows, but I'm gonna tell you right now, they're not. You fucked up.
We're plugging Shannon's ghost stories now on here, though. Wow, so now there's gonna be more traffic.
The show
over there
isn't even halfway in between Shannon's show and Legion of Skanks. You guys are fucking up left and right here. Talk to your publicist. She would be getting your ear, like, what are you doing?
Maybe if instead of stealing my bits, you like push people in my direction,
I'll
show.
Lick your bits, bitch.
So on Legion of Skanks, you then asked Jeremiah and Mike Cannon about their ghost stories and then polled the audience, and I'm like, what is he even doing? And even if you did that and then afterwards we're like, oh, you know, Shannon's
shout out to the thing
is whatever
no.
anything ding no. nothing. First,
can I explain to you who I am? I'm fucking Louis J. Gomez, okay? I will
stealer.
Do what the fuck I want to do. Not
you
bit stealer,
feel bad for
not
whether
a bit
you
stealer.
Consent or not, Shannon.
I will take whatever fucking thing that I want and I will make it better, and that is the point of all of this, okay?
Yeah.
This is what Steve Jobs
better.
Did this is what yeah. Steve Jobs
you're the
did
Carlos Mencia
Steve Jobs walked in. Let me tell you a little story.
That's what I've always said about Louis.
Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to put your hands in the sky for the rattlesnake. Thank you, rattlesnake.
Steve Jobs walked into Xerox. Walked into Xerox, saw their fucking technology and said, I'm just going to take it. It's now my technology. And instead of being a copy fucking machine company, we're going to go create we're going to change the world. We're going to change the way people communicate and change the way people fucking, we're going to change everything, the whole game, instead of fucking printing
Mark Zuckerberg
printing fucking papers. And Shannon, no offense, but you're a copy machine. And I'm fucking Steve Jobs and I'm Apple. And
you're a toaster and I'm an air fryer.
I think you're the copy machine.
I've leveled you up.
What do you want me to say, Shannon?
You only exist for suicide now.
Look, we all agree you're like Steve Jobs' son, Hand.
It was okay.
You know, I like that. That's fun.
Put one in the chamber.
Yes.
Listen to me, okay? I will take whatever the fuck I want from anyone that I want, okay? You think I won't? You think I won't? Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of the SDR show. Let's go.
Drop.
Here we go.
Oh, there's no music. Hell yeah, we're on the SDR. Hey, what's going on? Hey. What's going on? It's the SDR show. Ooh, I'm here with my frat friend.
I've checked out emotionally about 3.5 years ago. I don't really care about this one anymore.
Who wants to see my piss?
Zach or is this BJ?
I only show up when there's going to be whores here.
Oh, speaking of whores, Shannon, come and squirt on this table and shit all over the walls. Why not?
Oh. Hi, hey. It's me. Hi.
Hey.
I'd like to read in public for you.
Look, we have two sluts in studio. Hello, sluts.
Hey.
Hey, slut, would you like to put your boogers on the microphones for no reason?
I love it.
Yeah, and then we're going to go put it on video and tell everyone in the world that's what we're fucking doing in our fucking studio.
Can I plug my Snapchat?
You can plug whatever you want. How about I plug my cock right into your butthole?
It'll fit.
Shannon, edit that out. That really happens all the time, by the way.
Christine, bring these girls another bottle of vodka.
I have a Substack. Please subscribe.
All right. See, we'll do whatever the fuck we want to do, Shannon. I'll take bits.
So I just started a nonprofit.
Now Jeremiah's going to do this for the rest of the show.
It's stuck. Okay. Get me out of here. I'm stuck.
So yeah. Actually, no. What has it been on SDR show? Oh yeah. So
your first sexual experience, your first drug experience, and your first concert.
I love it. We're literally doing it right now. Great. Half the show now. We just figured it out. Thank you, Zach. Love
there
it.
There we go, baby.
Jeremiah, first sexual experience.
I'm on SDR later tonight.
Well, guess what? It's too bad. We're going to steal it from fucking before they can. I want the better story. And Ralph will tell you that his show, Ralph will tell you and everyone else in the that will hear him, including the production team in the production meeting every week, that his numbers are better than the show.
Yeah.
It's all a lie. It's a farce. I don't know what he's doing. It's just not true. So whatever's happening over there, I promise you right now, this is the better show to be on.
Okay.
All right. Facts.
I'm banking on it.
Facts.
Yeah.
So first sexual experience, Jeremiah.
My first sexual experience. I mean,
I can do that for you. This year was explosive.
Well, I'm a weird case. I've talked about it on podcasts here and there, but like, I mean,
podcasts are garbage. All of them. Name them so we could dox them. What are the podcasts that you've spoken about? So then we could destroy them. So the only time they could hear the story is here.
That's right.
Okay. I can't list all the podcasts, but I've only had sex with one woman. So I'm a weird case.
Oh, you've only had sex with one. I did know this.
Yeah.
But that's full sex.
Yeah.
Not necessarily sexual experience. Because sexual experience is kind of like
first sex.
But at least a handy, right? Isn't a hand job kind of your first sexual experience?
First person to make you have an orgasm. First time a woman or man, whatever.
Okay. I'll tell this one. I came in my pants at a nightclub once from a girl.
How so?
Yeah.
I was 17 at the time, and I used my brother's ID to get into this club. It was like an 18 and up club called Orlando's in Kansas City. And
it was called Orlando's.
Orlando's. And, you know, I had the X's on the hand, you know, going into the club and stuff like that. And there's this girl who I started dancing with. We just started vibing, you know. And I started just dancing with her and like grinding with her. And on the back of her neck, she had a tattoo that read Dale's Property.
Oh, yeah.
Dale's Property.
Yeah.
From Rescue Rangers.
Yeah. No, that's what I figured. They're doing a Rescue Rangers movie.
I know. It looks awesome. I can't wait.
Yeah.
And she was like hot, like way out of my league hot. And I don't know if she like knew it and she just knew it. But I like had a giant boner the entire time. And she kept rubbing up against it, and then I came in my pants, and then I had like I had to go to the bathroom, and I'm like,
Did she know you came in your pants?
No, I kept going. What's up?
Wow, nice.
I kept going, dog.
Well, that's you're 17. You're not going down for anything.
Yeah.
Staying up.
Yeah.
But that's the dream.
I imagine
literally...
you coming like it was like an 80s movie, like your eyes went crossed and went,
ooh.
Oh, no. I started hovering. His feet only show in the frame.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry.
My dick rolls up like a coyote.
What state was this again?
In Kansas / Missouri.
What are the chances Dale was Dale Earnhardt?
That would have been, I mean, you never know. It's possible.
That is true.
Was it that kind of white trash or no?
I mean, she was hot white trash. I don't know.
Okay.
But I think she was also bi though too, because she was also dancing with another girl like really intimately. And at that time... in Kansas, I was like, whoa, this is crazy.
She has a story. One time I was dancing with this tall girl, and then she came in her pants.
What is the first time a woman made you cum?
Shit. Probably like seventh grade in a stairwell in my middle school. I used to meet up with this one girl, and
you were fucking around in the seventh grade.
I was young. I don't know what.
I have a joke about this specifically, dude. Yeah. I was so jealous of the kids that were fucking. They were out there getting fucking handjobs.
But I feel like I must have been molested. Like, I've had this thought before where I must have been molested, because to have like that early of an experience and that much of a desire to do it, and that kind of like insidious shit of like, meet me in the hallway and let's finger each other type shit, that comes from somewhere. That's not just
around seventh grade. Here's the thing. Most people, I think, don't have the confidence. Most kids are masturbating, I think, at that point.
Yeah.
So that's really what it is. I mean, it's not like, I don't think anything happened. Like, I was masturbating at an extremely young age. I was just a dork, and no chicks were letting me put my fingers inside of them in the sixth grade. I would have started finger banging everybody.
Yeah.
I would have been down.
Okay. So I don't know. I've been thinking about it a lot lately, because I remember there was a period of my young life where whenever like a authority figure, like an adult, would like reach over to like put the window up in the car, I'd be like, dude, like, so I feel like there's some there's something going on somewhere.
Yeah. So who was the girl that made you come?
This girl, Michelle.
Michelle.
Very nice lady. Also not like, this is like the insidious social shit with middle school. Is like, she was like the diamond in the rough kind of thing, like a good looking girl, but wasn't very popular. So her and I struck up a conversation, vibe together, and it was just kind of a secret thing that we did.
Nice. Yeah, she was a dork, and you didn't want to let people know that you were hooking up with this fucking dude.
I was Freddie Prinze Jr.
Vulture.
Just finding the girl with glasses.
Yeah.
I love it. She had glasses?
No.
You're like, wait a second.
You're beautiful.
You're not retarded at all.
Yeah.
Gross whore. Beautiful angel. Gross whore. Yeah, I don't I didn't. What's the first time a woman made you come, Zach?
Freshman year, I was hooking up with the ugliest senior that ever took high school.
It was an old lady.
No, she was I remember this girl was so ugly that her mom was blind.
Thanks, folks.
And everyone would go, that's for the best.
Jesus Christ.
And she used to rub my dick through my pants.
Her mother gouged her own eyes out at the sight of her daughter. She spooned her. No, she did. She poured the hot liquid in her eyes like Slumdog Millionaire.
She's rubbing Zach's dick. She thought she was turning on the shower. No idea.
Yeah, I think that's the first time I came in my pants. Another girl on a field trip. Jacked me off through my jeans, and I had to put my sweatshirt on sideways in like the middle of December walking through New York.
Yeah.
And the next year on the same trip, she sat next to my friend Evan, and he got off the bus with his sweatshirt tied on backwards.
That was like her serial killer calling card.
She was just making dudes cover their jeans on the bus.
Fuck yes.
The Riddler, the diddler.
When I was a camp counselor at a disabled people's camp, I was the bus monitor, which was one of the most stressful situations of all time. I actually lost one of the kids once. It was fucking intense.
No.
I had no idea.
Was it a retarded child?
Yeah. I was like 14, 15 as a camp counselor, and they didn't like tell me. They just threw me on this bus and they're like, just make sure everybody gets off safely, blah, blah, blah. They didn't run me through or I wasn't listening. Both equally plausible.
Like now there's like a check and balance yeah. system where the parent would have to initial
clipboard.
There's everything.
Like,
yeah, dude. Like when you go to Chuck E. Cheese now, they give you like a stamp.
Yeah.
And they give the kid a stamp and it's numbers that match up under a black light. And they have, you have to show both as you leave.
They inject them as a chip too. Yeah.
Also, how many pedophiles just left with kids for that to be instituted?
Like, we're gonna start numbering these kids.
Yeah. We're gonna have some sort of World War II children situation.
Did you do like a helmet count? How did you lose one?
So I didn't at all. I was just like, goodbye. Like as they walked off the bus, never checked for parents, completely forgot. It was my first day. I get home, I'm like jumping in the pool, thinking, you know, having a great day. And they are frantically calling my home, asking what happened to this kid. I had no idea. And he was found at like a CVS a mile and a half away from the bus stop. Yeah,
oh, he just boogied.
He just walked away. Yeah, he just got off the bus.
That's what I call when retarded people walk. He was boogieing.
He was snotting a lot. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, he just like disappeared. His parent wasn't there, I guess. They were a little bit late, and he just fucking bounced.
That's still a lot to ask of a teenager to drive a bus and keep in track all
of those
kids.
I wasn't driving.
Oh, you weren't?
No, no, no.
His only job was to monitor this bus.
Oh.
Yeah. That was the job.
Yeah. Oh, I just had to ride it till the end.
Yeah, you messed up.
And I made sure that the kids got home safely.
Dude, so...
That was part of the job. I guarantee you, you're stoned.
I wasn't stoned though. I was crisp. I was like Mr. Straightforward, straight laced.
You didn't
athlete.
Start smoking weed until
not until
when?
I was like 20.
Yeah, you are. So Cannon's an interesting case because Cannon, he leans into this whole like pothead, like fucking I'm deep, dude.
Free
I have
spirit.
These
expanded
fucking
consciousness.
Yeah, I have deep thoughts. I read books, dude. I'm fucking. He's a fucking dumb jock, and that's what he is. And he needs to accept it. And the
dumb
more
retard loser jock.
That's what he is.
I mean, Lewis, I told you this when you walked in today because I haven't like been confronted with that in a long time, and it made me. I'm trying to be aware of my feelings. Like this is a big parenting thing, right? It's like trying to have your kid.
Don't call me your father, but I understand how you would see me that way.
I've been looking for one for a long time, and you've just stepped up, buddy. So I appreciate that. Yeah. But you said it on Legion of Skanks, where you're like, because the ghost story that Shannon is talking about, the story I told on Skanks was like a tangible human story, had absolutely nothing to do with ghosts.
No.
And Lewis is like, you're just a dumb jock. And it hit me in a way where my initial impulse was to fight back and say, no, I'm sensitive and I cry and I read, you know, all that shit. And then it dawned on me that that is something I've been actively fighting against as a defining characteristic
You're a specific type of jock, right? Now, you're almost
that good at sports.
How
jock.
Old are you now?
37.
Are you good at basketball, though?
Yeah, I mean, I was, like, once upon a time. I leveled off.
Did you see the footage of him and Jay playing?
I offered to fucking help him, Mr. Numb Dribbler. Like, he literally, I mean, Lewis is a classic fatso that gets picked last at lunch as a joke, and he's
you're saying I'm a numb dribbler, like I dribble, and my mind is numb.
I was baffled by that footage.
Yeah. You're like a penguin playing basketball. That's what it looks like.
All right, guys. You guys got to come at me now? We're talking about other shit. We're talking about him being a dumb jock.
I'm
we got to come over
to
fucking.
Take me up on it. Yeah. It could have been
I would have loved
content.
You to fucking, you know, come out and we'll do it again. We'll play again. Right. We're playing 2K2. Can you help me with that? 2K22?
No, I'm not good at it.
Damn it.
I never had video games growing up.
So, the point is, okay, he's a specific type of jock, and you're from this generation of jock where it's like my generation. And the jocks of the late 90s that were in like high school in the late 90s, to early 2000s.
They had their own jams.
What's funny is that you mentioned that because that's kind of what I'm talking about. There was a hybrid of jock, like hippie potheads created by Dave Matthews.
Yeah.
And you fit right into that category.
I was worse. So I wasn't a hippie pothead because, again, I didn't smoke. I didn't even drink in high school. I didn't do shit. What I did do was the musical. So I was like the first kid on my basketball team or in varsity sports that was a captain, prominent role, that also was like either utility player or starring character in the
you were musicals. I was in musicals too.
Yeah.
You're
I'm a
dork.
Queen.
Yeah, dude. I there was a lot of trees in musicals just standing in the background.
You're making fun
There's
of me
no
again?
Way that you were singing in these musicals, Lewis. There's no freaking way.
Imagine Lewis's initial voice was angelic.
The sun'll come out tomorrow.
Shannon, put on Stars karaoke from Les Miserables.
Okay. But I had been, before, have you had this voice since you were two?
Yeah.
Or
okay. I've always been scraggly. Yeah. But what I could do is I was good at like staccato, like character-y.
What's staccato?
Sort of, like,
I know what it is. I wanted to see you do it.
No, I know. I was a drummer as well, and I was in a band for years.
It's an STD I got from a girl once, staccato.
Should have wrapped it up.
Let me know when you're ready.
Go ahead, go.
Freaking way. Hold on. I screwed up. I'm sorry.
You really fucked up.
I was trying to find you dribbling on basketball. That's what
yeah, I'll
was.
Fucking dribble all over your chest. Keep on making mistakes.
You're not shooting ropes anymore?
There, out in the darkness, a fugitive running, fallen from God, fallen from grace.
Look, honey, the slow kid's gonna be a part of the musical. This is beautiful.
I never shall yield.
Is he an alto, a tenor, or
we come face to face?
Louis sang, they'd bring out the mop.
Face to face. I can't, you know, I can't hear the notes, guys.
We can't either, dude. They're buried in there somewhere.
They would put Louis out there for the intermission of the play. He'd be standing out there singing with a lighter, egging himself on.
I'm crushing this. Thank you. Thank you.
I don't know what that song sounds like regularly, so I have nothing to gauge.
I sounded better than the original.
But I just know that there were some missteps.
No. I killed it. Yeah, I was in musical theater, you fucking assholes.
Oh, okay.
And I had a lot of fun in musical theater. I really enjoy it. My son's actually going to be, he's doing The Little Mermaid next week. It's his first performance.
He's playing Ariel?
He's playing.
What a progressive cast.
Yeah. Playing one of her tits.
The first trans Spanish boy is Ariel.
No, he's playing Sebastian. Yeah, this is me. That was me and Anything Goes.
Oof. Your hands
Anything
are
go? I
your
know
hands
that one.
Are huge on that girl's face, by the way.
What were you? Were you the yelling guy that had to like scold everyone in
the
that
purser.
Play?
I was the purser.
Because my sister was in Anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Goes
that's exactly
well.
What it was.
Yeah, I remember that part.
All ashore that's going ashore. Get on the fucking boat, faggots. No.
I'm the purser.
Louis, can you stop ad-libbing?
All white people on board, all black people below deck.
Grab an oar.
Ah, shit. James is playing Sebastian in The Little Mermaid.
Oh, that's awesome. Is he going to do a Jamaican accent?
He does. And I told him master, I was like, James, make it your own. He's like, no, man, I'm doing a Jamaican accent.
I mean, you take
like,
him on vacation.
This is
stop.
Me, father. This is the new me.
But I'm saying black voice is going to become a thing eventually, and that will be a problem. Not for him.
Or it is.
Probably not for him.
But he's calling audio blackface or something.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, I've heard people get in trouble for doing black impressions.
He's three quarters white. Oh. He looks Puerto Rican, but he's three quarters white, so he can't be doing black.
I mean, he can't show up anywhere and just get a job off site.
But he really wants to. He wants to be a Jamaican crab.
I guess he could kind of look like a tan Italian.
But he's also been to Jamaica twice,
right?
So I feel like that sort of like gives him a little carte blanche.
You've been prepping him.
I mean, yeah, he's been to Jamaica way more than a lot of people.
Yeah,
I've never been to Jamaica.
Me neither.
Yeah.
You gotta go, boys. You gotta go.
Let's do a trip.
Let's go get a villa.
I'll do it.
Bring the crew every year. I'll go. Let's just go.
Let's do a comedian trip to Jamaica.
People never want to do it.
It'd be wild.
That would be fun.
I will do it in a heartbeat. Let's fucking go. All right. Pick a date. I'm down. Okay. I love it. I go to Jamaica. I've been 9 times.
Really?
Yeah.
You can definitely do the accent.
Yeah.
You know, I do it to the staff. I'm like, hey, man, everything I
You are Michael
everything
Scott.
Everything I Yeah, dude, exactly. Dude, I watched that to get pumped to go to Jamaica, and I see no problem with his actions. He's the best.
Oh, no, it's a slow child with a little bit of money back on the island.
I swear he spends his whole paycheck here every fart at 6 months.
We keep on telling him we like him, but it's just because he's retarded.
That boy is not Irie in the head.
All right, real quick, let's take a quick moment and thank YoDelta.com for supporting today's show. YoDelta.com makes the best Delta 8 THC on the planet. Gummies and vapes. If you see me smoking a vape pen, I am smoking YoDelta, and they support the show, so you got to support them as well.
You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp, and it can be legally shipped to various states. And most importantly, it gets you high.
Super high.
They sent us vapes. They sent us gummies. We did the field research for you. They work great. But let me tell you now, Delta 8 works, and these products should be taken responsibly.
Yeah, you got to be over 21 years old. You got to live in a state where it's legal. This is the majority of states. Go there right now. YoDelta.com is the website. Use the promo code GAS when you check out. You're going to save 25% off your entire order. Once again, that's YoDelta.com. Use that promo code GAS for 25% off. Okay, where were we? Shannon, let's do plugs. We never did plugs. Thank you, producer. Thank you, producer Shannon. I'm in a good mood. I did yoga today. I'm feeling very like relaxed.
Yeah, for you.
I'm in a good mood. Except for your guys' negativity toward me, I'm like actually in a great mood. I'm not even being harsh or mean. I'm just fucking out of here trying to be a nice guy.
You're in a good space.
Yeah, very good space. Yeah. Cannon, what do you got to plug?
If you're watching live tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, my new special, White Privilege Homeless, is streaming up on my YouTube, youtube.com/MikeCannonComedy. I'll be in the chat. Join me in the chat. Let's get this thing pumping in the algorithm. Like, subscribe, comment, do all that free shit that means actual money and career wealth to us. So, yeah, appreciate it. And if you're not listening live, then it's already up. Enjoy. Do sick. All those things.
Sick.
Here's the Scenario podcast as well.
Hell yeah. Jeremiah.
My new series, Stand Up on the Spot, is on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/JeremiahWatkins. The next episode is on Monday, May 23rd at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on my YouTube channel. Get in the chat with me. I'll be in there as well. And that episode features Tony Baker, Decimate Peluso, Josh Potter, Todd Glass, and myself. It's nice. A good one. And then Scissor Bros, Jeremiah Wonders, at Jeremiah Stand Up. And then I'm in Phoenix, June 2 through 4. And Stand Up on the Spot is every second Tuesday of the month of the Comedy Store. Come see us.
Hell yeah.
That's great.
Hell yeah. Zach and Miko.
You can come see me at Old Man Hustle on the Lower East Side. I'm going to be practicing my headlining set on the 24th. Please come out. I'm trying to get my headlining set together, and I would really appreciate it if you come hang it up.
You guys are the shit, guys. Come see me live. I'm all over the place. Next month, June, I'm back out on the road. I'll be at Hyenas Comedy Club, Fort Worth, Texas, Dallas, Texas, Ontario, California, San Diego, California, at the American Comedy Company. Excited about that. Then I'll be at Soul Joel's in Jefferson, Pennsylvania. I'm going to be June 25th, Albany, Coho's Music Hall.
And then the Comedy Club.
July 4th weekend, it's not up on my site, but it is up on the Creek and Cave website. Me and Aaron Berg are kicking off our Offend Everyone tour. We will be going to, really everywhere in North America, both Canada and the U.S. But we're kicking it off the Creek in the Cave, Austin, Texas. That weekend's going to be crazy. July 4th weekend, I'm doing Kill Tony on July 4th as well with Aaron Berg. That's going to be a wild fucking night.
Yeah.
Lots of other stuff coming up. Kansas City, Missouri, and a bunch of other dates being added to the website. Tampa, fucking Nashville, Alabama, Huntsville, Alabama. We're going all over the place. Denver,
you should
Seattle.
Film Huntsville for a special.
Yeah,
That's going to be something. Offend everybody in Alabama.
Yeah,
I feel like that.
You could try. That ain't happening,
boy.
You
guys better dig deep.
We're gonna dig deep.
Oh,
come on now.
One in the chamber.
One in the chamber, baby.
The marquee just says a Jew and a Spick speaking.
Yeah, that's offensive enough in these parts.
What? What? You had a Jew in. Also, guys, subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. That will get you instant access to all of the shows here on the network. We have 21 shows, I think. We're adding a bunch of shows, by the way, this summer.
Cool.
A few young bucks that we're bringing in. A couple guys you might like. A couple guys you might know. A couple guys you might not know that well. Right? Got a few things happening. A couple big names as well we're talking to as well. So always adding more and more content. That's what we do. Look, we're never going to be the best technology company. Let's get real. It's not going to happen.
Sure.
That's not going to be us. All right? We're going to always get better. We're going to always continue to improve on that end. But I promise you, we will always bring you the best fucking podcast. We will always add every fucking week, 40, 50 hours of brand new content that goes on this website that you guys get access to uncensored, on demand, anytime you guys fucking want. It really is an incredible platform. Yeah. Gas Digital, we're changing the way people do things. We inspire the fucking industry. We inspire the fucking West Coast. Without us, the West Coast podcasting scene doesn't even exist. I need to point that out, right? Thank you, Jeremiah, for saying that to me before the show.
Yeah.
GasDigitalNetwork.com. So, use that promo code RAP.
There is no Rogan without Louis J. Gomez.
A lot of people say that. Yeah, a lot of people fucking say that, okay? Yeah. Subscribe, support. You get the entire on demand library for this show, Legion of Skanks, and all of the other shows here on the network, which is just such an incredible value. So make sure you do that and subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. And That's that.
Do you know what I just watched yesterday about, speaking of LA comedy podcasts, is like now it's mainstream TMZ style shit. So I saw like the full breakdown of all of the interpersonal drama that's been going on podcasts.
That's
and the sheer fact that that stuff exists, as in like tying these things together and mentioning podcasters and their social drama.
Oh, it's the best.
The worst. It makes me feel so sad for comedy, dude. It is rough.
I now I'm just a regular. I visit the Fighter and the Kid subreddit every day now. Every day. In my jiu-jitsu class, they talk about it. Like, like it's so funny. A bunch of people from my jiu-jitsu class now are like, oh, shit, dude, you're the guy from the Fighter and the Kid subreddit.
Oh, you're commenting and being active?
I've commented. I haven't commented in a minute, but I have commented. Yeah,
that's so funny.
So, but no, they...
I meant more of the reporting of it than even the overall drama,
It's gone so off the rails. It's so funny. I don't even... It's not even the specific stuff that's funny. It's like... So you go there now, and it's like all like... Because I guess Brendan Schaub said that he got like 300 pages of you know, proof, you know, IP addresses. So now when you go there, it's just all like images, like digital images. And like, they're creating these such specific memes that if you don't know what it is, you're like, I don't even understand what this is.
Dude.
But if you do, it's so funny.
There is less effort to solve murders in New York City than there is for these people to put together this information.
It's going
to
be too buried too deep, Shannon. The one thing made me laugh so hard, it was an image of it was like all like ones and zeros, right?
Mm-hmm.
But cut out in the middle of it was an image of a cat. I don't know if they made it specifically, but it's so specific, like a homeless cat with the numbers, and like it's a fucking hilarious. It's become like a thing.
Yeah.
To the point where, and I said this in the last show, and I'm not gonna spend any more time talking about it, but Brendan Schaub should just, it's so funny. Like, how is he not laughing his fucking ass off at how funny that is?
Yeah.
Because that's not even offensive. Like, it's a cat with the numbers. Like, how are you not going, that's fucking just, it's just funny. There's nothing.
I don't even get it.
It's not like people are saying, like, go fuck your mother. Like,
they are also, though.
Yeah, they are saying that, too, I'm sure. I'm sure.
They're not being kind.
Guys, leave his mother out of it. I'll say that right now. Leave his mother out of it.
That's fair.
There you go.
It's good of you.
You know what? I've grown.
You know what? Put one back in the chamber for you, dude. You deserve that one, dude.
Wait,
Shannon, show me those titties.
Now show them titties.
Oh, yeah, we haven't gone to the bitch booth in a while.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah, sir, can you dance a little for us?
Yeah.
There we go. You the West Coast guys do this to their producers? No way, dude. Cheat those producers.
Yeah, man,
respect.
You guys are on another level out here.
Yeah, dude.
They just do it in secret when the cameras aren't rolling.
That's the thing. I do it all the time.
Yeah.
On air and off air.
Best place to hide it is in plain sight,
dude. When you gaslight your producers to the point where they don't know the difference between reality and bit anymore.
Welcome back to Gaslight Digital.
Yeah.
This isn't the picture you were talking about, right?
No, it's not. But it's all this shit. It's so fucking funny. It's just like, what does that even mean?
I don't know.
It's so abstract at this point. Like, what's going on there?
Words.
It's fucking just wild, dude.
That is so ridiculous.
Yeah, I really do enjoy it. I'm
Can I make a request for a show that I want on the network?
Please.
Have you heard Toxic Masculinity yet?
Who was that?
It's Dan Severn and Don Fry. Have a podcast now.
That's hilarious.
That's awesome.
And I listened to half of an episode.
It's incredible.
Thinking it was Dan Soder doing Don Fry.
Oh, because he's exactly who you think he is.
I thought it was two people doing impressions of them, and then I clicked on the video and it was them. They're so them.
Yeah, I love it.
That's
love
awesome.
It. Let's talk to him. I'm a fan of Don Fry.
I got pumped when I saw it, and then I was like, oh, dude, these guys do not... You could hit them with a bus that said irony.
Doggy, you know what I watched yesterday for the first time, or maybe not the first time, but kind of for the first time, and I may be in love with the show.
Go ahead.
Rick and Morty.
Oh, I still haven't watched it once.
I'll tell you right now, like,
because awesome.
I came on Alex's...
Stop.
Yeah, I came on Alex.
And her tiny clit.
I came on Alex's tiny, beady clit. I came on her and Harrington's Rick and Morty Stick and Portly show. You know what, ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna steal this now. We're gonna review an episode of Rick and Morty every show now, Shannon, because I don't fucking care. Do you understand?
You got knocked the fuck out, man.
I do what I want to do, say what I want to say, live how I want to live, play how I want to play, dance how I want to dance, whatever the rest of it is. The Addams Family. Gomez Addams, that's a reference there, by the way. So you guys know Gomez. Yeah. Thank you. I'm an improv king, doggy. You guys don't even understand what's happening over here.
That's what we say about you on the West Coast, too.
Right, dude, right?
Yeah. That you started a podcast, improv king. Yeah.
I don't like the fucking smarminess out of Jeremiah. I will destroy you from the inside out. You're only alive because I choose for you to be alive. Everyone on the West Coast is only alive because I choose. They don't even realize. They think I make fun of them. I keep them propped up.
How quickly.
Lewis, you don't understand. You and I are, I'm your Joker, dude. You don't understand this, man.
Yeah. What happens when an unstoppable force meets an immovable object?
So you're saying I need you to...
Yeah.
We're destined to
do this together forever.
Maybe. Literally at Skankfest, I'm going to fucking put a screwdriver into his fucking liver.
I just broke my only rule.
Just smearing blood along the walls. Like, what's going on? They think it's a bit. They think it's like a part of a fucking avant-garde.
Yeah. This stand-up on the spot is crazy. That suggestion was really weird.
Wasn't in the Scream movie?
Yeah.
Where they thought she was like part of the thing.
They thought she was just a black lady at the movies. Jesus!
Well, she was screaming the whole.
Oh, dude, that's so funny, dude. I shiv you, and you just fucking walk around and die.
That's like I talked about this on another show, but that kid, that open micer in Oregon, that had that closed out an open mic by singing "Sorry About the Mess" and then stabbing himself to death in front of the open mic, and people started cheering. Initially, they thought it was a hilarious bit.
It was one of those little knives that you push in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then he collapsed in a pool of his own blood, so people were like, ah!
That's the moment where they realized it. Like, yeah, oh my
God. Dude, imagine. I wish they could have, subtitled that and put it up.
Yeah, that's fucking scary. But look, if you're going to watch Rick and Morty, I will say, apparently this is the episode that will get you in it, and it was the one that got me into it.
Okay.
It's called Pickle Rick. Just go watch it today. You're a fucking dumb jock pothead.
Yeah.
You're going to love it.
Dude. I know.
It's a perfect amount of fucking like hilarious writing and like violence and like over the top. Like it's really good.
Are you like me though? Because I have a personality flaw where anytime somebody recommends something to me, I immediately shut that thing out for a while. Like, I don't know what it is. There's so many things that Good Will Hunting, I didn't see for 10 years because I knew it was going to be my favorite movie. It's like a true defect. I have no idea what it is. Somebody suggests something to me and I'm instantly
people keep on referencing how you like them apples. He's like, what the fuck are they talking about?
I just thought it was a saying.
Stop saying that.
Is that with friends or is that also with your wife and stuff too?
Like anybody.
Anybody.
So with my wife, I'll end up, we'll come to an agreement on something to watch that we both, right now we're finishing Ozark.
Yeah.
But, and we'll watch Batman and stuff like that. But for the most part, it's like, it is impossible for us to kind of come together on a thing. And mostly because of me.
Yeah. Well, here's what I'll say. It is laughs per minute, the funniest episode of a TV show, I think, that I've ever watched.
Oh, wow.
And
it's a very high standard. It's so
better
funny.
Better than the Jersey Shore episode of Always Sunny?
Listen to me. I don't remember that one, but Always Sunny's great. And by the way, and honestly, very funny. But this will laugh per minute. And I watched three episodes of this show. Two of them were this funny. The other one was kind of a dud, right? But the fucking, in terms of laughs per minute, it's so funny that I can't even oversell it to you because I don't think that you'll be able to control yourself. It doesn't even matter. This can't be like, oh my God, you should have played it down a little. No.
Okay.
It's so fucking
funny.
What's
it called? Pickle what?
Pickle Rick.
All right.
It's an episode of Rick and Morty, dude. And the premise of the show is it's a grandpa who's a mad scientist, like genius level scientist, and his grandson, and he lives with the family, and he just gets him in like crazy, like interdimensional, like fucking chaos. And it's like, it's always like every episode is over the top with like the science. It starts off with them like fighting aliens, like This episode's so fucking funny, dude.
I think Red Band dressed up as Pickle Rick for Halloween one year.
Listen to me. It's dumb. I'm just gushing over a show right now. I want to go watch it right now. It was so fucking funny, dude.
Yeah, my podcast.
Me and my sister got high and cried laughing. My aunt didn't get it. She's 84 years old. She was watching it and she's just mad that we're laughing at this. She's furious. She's like, "This is not funny." And I was like, "You're a dumb old bitch. You have no idea what funny is. Are you out of your fucking mind, dude?"
Like, so, put on soupy sales, cunt.
Doggy, everyone listens. If you haven't watched that, you just want to fucking laugh. Just fucking damn, dude. It's so good. So shout out to Rick, I wrote it down
knowing I'm not gonna watch
Stick
it.
Stick and Portly, who convinced me to watch the show.
So Ken, what you need to do is take that endorsement that he did and put that after your special plug. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
That's fucking hilarious.
That is a good idea. Right? Shannon, please cut that for me.
So let's talk about let's do another Hot for Teacher. Let's do it. Why not?
Hold on.
You know,
there's specific technical reasons why I didn't have it ready. I won't bore you with it.
She's fingering yourself.
Is it because Lewis made you prompt three other shows on the network?
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll do what I wanted to say what I want to say.
Now you can do no wrong this week. Don't worry.
After Monday?
After licking that cake?
Dude, she licked the pussy cake.
Yeah, it was hot.
Oh, you didn't say it was a pussy cake.
I mean, I figured they would clue you into that.
Dude.
Can we replay that footage?
It was magical.
It's my special day. I'd like to see it.
Don't ever say I'm not a team player.
Everyone in the live chat is saying, "Lewis, you fucking idiot." Everyone's seen that episode. You're not telling anybody anything.
The only person you're telling is me.
No, dude, you guys got to see this thing. It's fucking funny.
All right, how for teacher.
So then they talk to Charlie Murphy. And he goes, "I'm Rick James, bitch. You got to sit."
All right. There we go. Hot teachers getting arrested for fucking
stuff ready too.
Children.
I have the cake stuff ready when you're ready.
Good. Thank you very much. All right. So what is this? A Pennsylvania teacher busted for sex with an underage girl. It's a guy. After the husband rats her out. Oh, yeah, wait a minute.
Everyone's always bummed when, you know what I mean? It's the guy girl.
But it's not a guy. Oh, no. It's not a guy. It's a girl on girl. Shouldn't even be illegal.
Yeah.
This was just a fun story. And here we go. The fun police come in and arrest her.
I do want to know.
Police also. They're the fun police / police.
Did you have lesbian teachers in your school?
I'm sure.
Did lipstick lesbians exist when we were younger? Because I had like classic central casting lesbians as all of my teachers. Like just bowling pin women with gruff voices that like were like menacing to the young girls in a sexual
way. See, my English teacher was me and my partner go to Arizona in the summer.
there was the generic gym coach with the short hair.
Yeah.
And the fucking like she was a
lesbian. I had two of those.
There was another gym coach that wasn't a lesbian. Coach Dahl. It was Coach Dahl who was his daughter was actually a year younger than me, right? And he was like a big bald dude. And then his wife looked like a lesbian. She was the gym coach as well, but they were married. But she was like, if I'm gonna be a gym coach, I'm gonna fucking look.
You're gonna embrace the
love. Yeah. She really did. Like fucking red tracksuit, short hair.
Yeah.
Raider Pride, baby boys. I didn't have. I don't find any lesbians in my. I remember in the sixth grade, Miss Farsetta or eighth grade.
Mm.
Eighth grade, Miss Farsetta was kind of hot.
Miss Facetta.
And she was a huge Grateful Dead fan and a huge like Jerry Garcia fan. And I was like now that I think back, I was like, oh, this bitch was a pothead.
Yeah.
And I just,
more.
I didn't even appreciate that I had this hot pothead teacher in the eighth grade.
Dude, she was microdosing.
Probably, yeah.
while teaching you.
I remember she, was that her? Yeah, dude, she would flirt with there was this one kid in the class who was a really handsome kid.
Yeah.
And he was probably left back like 2 years. So he was like 16 years old. He'd come from the Bronx. And he was like a charming dude. Like, dude, she fucking gushed over this kid. I remember we were all like, dude, that's weird. She's like way into this kid, really flirty.
I had one teacher like that. I think seventh grade, now that I'm putting it together, might have been like the pinnacle of my attractiveness because my English teacher, who not only was smoking hot, like early 30s or whatever, and she was also super mean, so she made me cry once too, but she was overtly interested in me to the point where she would like noticed by other kids, bend over in front of my desk, do all that shit. She would let me do
wearing
stand-up.
Stuff that like,
oh yeah, yeah, like a billowy blouse and a short plaid skirt. Like she was that hot of a teacher.
Are you a fucking poet? A billowy blouse.
A billowy blouse. That's most of my act is alliteration. It covers up the bad writing.
You know, I saw somebody who's got shitty jokes where they got a bunch of alliteration all throughout their act. Like, all right, dude, you're tricking them into laughing.
That's right. It's just the rhythm. But she would let me do stand-up also every Friday in quiet study the last 20 minutes of 8th period.
Nice.
Yeah, dude, and she still comes to my shows.
You were featuring that young? That's dope, dude.
Yeah, dude. I started my shit. I was basically quoting that Dana Carvey special where he played the OJ thing. That's the best.
So what happened with this teacher, Shannon? She give me some more information here, and let's see a picture of her.
Okay, this is her.
All right.
Yeah.
She's 26. Her name's Olivia Ortz.
She's tall as shit, too, dude. Look at that, dude. She's
5'9". Volleyball player.
5'10".
Oh, my issue. 5'9", 5'10". 5'11". This bitch is a giant.
I bet in life, she's real hot. You know what I mean?
I found one other picture.
If that's her mugshot.
Oh, yeah.
She's pretty, dude. 5'11"'s a little too tall for a bitch, though, to be honest.
That good looking of a girl?
Not to be a teacher. She's got to be a model. Like, otherwise, you're just a fucking bird bitch.
Just a goon.
That's a fucking big old bitch.
Bird bitch.
A bird bitch, doggy.
Yeah, but she could use every inch of the blackboard.
Yeah, she could use every inch of the black something. Hey, come on now.
Now show them them.
Come on, bitch, Booth. Kiss each other now. Kiss each other. Kiss each other. Come on. Natalie would do it, by the way. Natalie would. Natalie, if you'd give Shannon a makeout session if she'd do it, right? Your girlfriend wouldn't even care. I see your girlfriend. Your girlfriend looks like she's a freak.
My girlfriend would definitely care.
She would care? Oh, your girlfriend gets jealous?
Yeah.
I mean, shows up, beats the shit out of
look
Shannon.
How pillowy Shannon's lips are. That would be like,
yeah.
From billowy, pillowy her lips
pillowy
are.
To pillowy.
Yeah, look at it. A makeout session, isn't that with your lips?
No. I was just saying something else is pillowy. I don't know what's going
on
with
Shannon.
I think
she has big,
today.
Glossy labias.
Huge, pillowy pussy lips.
Yeah. Which do you think are bigger, her outdoor or
like
indoor?
It's like two My Pillows smashing between her legs. They feel very good. Shannon, everything is just so relieved.
I picture an airplane pillow with a blanket spilling out of it.
Yeah, just a duvet cover that's opening up.
Yeah.
Shannon, we're making fun of your big pussy.
Is it big?
Shannon, is it big or is it tucked in? Nice?
But for real though, what are we talking about? Like real estate? Like what are we looking at?
Can I tell you about this teacher?
Oh yeah.
So she's a high school choir director. She's 26 years old, and she had been texting with a 17-year-old student from the school. She's from Pennsylvania.
Wait, how old is the student?
17. And so her husband found that she was texting this kid, and the husband went to the principal of the school and told on her.
Damn.
And that's how they found out about it.
Wow.
Damn.
Also, the person, there was a guy who was supposed to take over while she was like being suspended while they were looking into everything. There was her predecessor who was 37. His name is Jonathan Priano, was also facing similar charges of sexual misconduct with students.
So, how hot are the kids in the school?
Dude, how cucked out do you have to be as a husband to tattle to the principal about your wife?
And it's with a 17-year-old girl.
But don't you go to the
it's
cops?
It's a girl. No. I'd fuck the cops, dude. First of all.
Okay.
First of all, I don't even know if it's illegal. What state is this?
I mean, teacher to kid student is definitely illegal.
No, it's not illegal. Student to teacher.
16
just,
is the age in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, so it's not illegal. There's no law on the books saying teacher to student. It's,
really?
No.
I think so.
No. It has to be.
No. I guarantee you not.
Really?
I guarantee you not. As long as the legal age is set, they'll lose their job. They're not getting arrested for it.
Yeah. Okay. If it's the
wait, she did get arrested. Over the age. Yeah. She did get arrested. How is that possible?
Maybe their age is 18.
Am I wrong about this? Teacher to students illegal? No.
Is there a chance? I don't know Pennsylvania law as well as I thought.
Wait a minute.
So it says that an improper relationship with a student can result in criminal conviction, imprisonment, and financial penalties.
In Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow. Because maybe it's one of those like kind of grooming things where
position
you know you're yeah exactly you're in a
what
higher status.
What if the student is above the age of 18?
Then they're retarded.
It's just a student in general, though. Here in Pennsylvania, it's illegal for a teacher to have sex with a student, regardless of age or consent.
That's crazy. That's all I would want to do.
Yeah. That's what
that's all I would want to do.
That's why it's on the books, Lou.
Dude, I had a couple of... There's one...
Everyone wants to.
That's the ultimate fantasy. Teacher to student, student to teacher. They all love it.
Doesn't say anything about once they graduate.
I just
want to
fuck my teacher so badly.
Doesn't say anything once they graduate. Yeah. There was a teacher at my school that was known for waiting once they got that tassel, and then just fucking
as soon
have
as
at
the
it. Yep, it's like, and my afternoon is set.
Yeah,
as we go on.
I hope you have the time of your life. Hey, so what are you doing?
Jordan Peterson shames plus size Sports Illustrated model as not beautiful. Can I tell why Shannon's actually a good producer? Because this was a way for Shannon to introduce this topic without us just being like, look at this fucking pig. Like, we get to talk about him calling you a pig.
Yeah.
Very smart, Shannon.
And
how, like
the
this.
Fans are, he's really getting a lot of hate over
is
it.
Is he getting a lot of hate? What did he say? What happened? Tell me what he said.
Okay, so his quote was, sorry, not beautiful, and no amount of authoritarian tolerance is going to change that.
She's just not a beautiful person at the core of who she is. She's a fat, disgusting pig. And people should realize that fat people are not beautiful on the inside or the out. They need to exercise.
Now add tears.
I mean, look, she's pretty cute for a fat chick.
She looks like a Samoan bitch or something.
She looks like a volcano of a person.
She's pretty.
I mean, she gets a little messy in the midsection for
she
sure.
She does. But, no. Here's the thing. Look. Some guys are into thicker bitches.
I'd be
sure,
happy to have it.
I'd fuck that chick in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat.
What a weird... I mean, is this... I don't...
But we also shouldn't be saying about the person who is gracing the cover of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition.
Sure.
I'd fuck her. Like, that shouldn't be... It should be...
The bar?
It's
2022. We should just be happy she doesn't have a dick.
That's coming up. That's coming in a year or two. Guaranteed.
She's, yeah.
Yeah, she. I
but
mean,
when
look,
did, like, is this an institution that you care deeply about? Like, does their standards really?
No, but really, here's what it does. Here's what it does. Because I don't give a fuck at all, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, I don't.
It's
care.
Weird. It's weird.
But
to care,
as a conversation,
yeah.
Who the fuck buys magazines?
As a conversation creeps. Piece, though, it is
guys that cut out pictures.
It just it says something. It says something to me about who they are as a company. I don't. Sure. I would never spend money with them anyway. But regardless, I still can go like, oh yeah, you guys are fucking cheap. You guys are just It's not about women's empowerment. You guys are trying to go viral. You're trying to create a moment. You're trying to, like, you're using a movement to sort of get clicks. Mm-hmm. And that's the reality. People are talking about it, and that's why they're doing it. And they're using this, they're using her as a gigantic pawn.
A huge overweight pawn that can only move one box at a time.
She can't get to, even on the first
she gets
move,
out she of breath make, a box and a half in.
Yeah, I mean, and I feel bad for her for that reason.
I mean, she knew, I'm assuming that going into this, she knew that there was going to be some, a fair amount of internet pushback from some dudes.
Yeah.
I just think it's such a funny thing for him to speak out about it with his avatar next to it, too, because he's in, like, suspenders and a tie and serious, like, back of his book cover pose, and it's like, nope, not beautiful, I've decided.
I'm sort of at a place now
the one to say it.
where I've gotten to, like, where it just, it's like, yes, obviously. The argument is so obvious, and we're so beyond it. We're not changing society. We're not making society
he's
go back
guy.
And become less woke, right? This is.
But if you take the bait, you're a mark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're giving them the clicks that they
want. Exactly.
Right,
exactly. So I don't like even taking the bait anymore.
Right.
These subjects come up all the time on
Legion
Stanchion.
That's what I was trying to get at before.
And I'm just going like, yeah, there's probably something funnier or more interesting. It's very baseline conversation to be like, fat chicks. Oh, now there's a tranny on this magazine.
Right.
Look, now it's black people and white people in commercials and they're couples. And, it's like.
He's not speaking out as a beauty expert. He's speaking out as, like, an expert on authoritarian tolerance,
yeah.
I'm assuming, right? Like, that's more of his wheelhouse.
Yeah, that's his angle for sure.
Yeah. I mean, interesting concept.
Let's see.
I don't know.
There's more stories here. Scientists working on ways to make dogs live longer.
Too little, too late.
How are they going to do that, Shannon?
So there is a medication that they were testing on mice, and
so you're saying we can reverse it?
Put my thing down, flip it.
So they said that the mice that they tested it on, that they were able to, it helps to, like, repair their heart, and it expanded their lifespan about 25%.
Whoa!
So now they're trying.
Didn't, like, Mel Gibson's dad take this?
Well, the medication can also be used for people.
Well, that was pure hate.
He just got mainlined hate. No, he took some sort of like
pure hate does make you live longer. Yeah,
The medication it's currently used by humans who are about to get a kidney transplant. It helps for you to not reject it, but they don't use it for the purpose of extending life. So they're currently in the process of testing it on dogs. Since it worked on the mice, they haven't figured out a way to make it work quite yet.
Pokesmot 69 in the Race of Life chat says, boo Lewis for not bringing up Buffalo on LOS.
I was the only one that made jokes.
Yeah, no. We brought up Buffalo. We brought up Buffalo on this. We sang Buffalo Shooter.
Buffalo Soldier.
We're singing it's Buffalo Shooter. It was great.
Oh.
But no, we're not going to.
It was a very memorable moment on the show.
I don't remember it at all.
Can I tell you why?
I must have been blacked out.
By the way, we might watch the shooting today on the Zoom episode. We're at a restaurant. I can't bring up a fucking like grotesque shooting while on the other side of a window there's fucking people literally eating dinner. You can't do it.
And or play it at full volume.
It's a problem with it's a problem with doing a show like that at the stand. We have to play within the parameters we can play, you know. Sure. And we've gotten
shown hardcore gay porn on that screen so many times.
I know, but it's a little different than fucking showing people being murdered.
Yeah, dude. I don't jerk off to hardcore gay porn. I only jerked off because it was a grocery store.
The delays and on the timing of the drops are killing me this episode. Yeah. I almost like I like it more of the fumbling than the actual drop of just the silence of us sitting here and being like, oh, it's coming.
Yeah, and no, they will not tighten it in post.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Shannon, you're pissing me off now. They're making fun of our production. These guys are fucking, what is happening here? What? Oh, yeah, the art. Oh, that's cool art.
That is cool art.
That's pretty cool art. Damn it, that's pretty cool art. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are having an art contest right now. And it's not even an art contest. All it is you send me art and I may present it on the show. And if I really like it, you may get something fun in return. Who knows? This is pretty cool. So, even the letter is art. What is this? What is it on?
Is it a piece of tile? Is
to Lewis, Zach, Shannon, and Natalie, tile, and the rest of the Gas Digital crew, thank you for years of entertainment, comedy, and debauchery. I hope this artwork serves as a token of my appreciation. Our felonious leader is the name of it. Acrylic spray paint, plaster, glass, and real rose quartz, all submerged in UV protective epoxy resin. A real ass podcast deserves some real ass artwork. Want more? I am at your service. Email or DM for commissions. At J Laster on Instagram. J Jaster. JayJaster on Instagram. Renegade-creations.com. Very
that epoxy
cool.
Epoxy stuff is that pour, right? And then it hardens. That's fucking awesome.
This is really fucking cool, dude. Really cool. It's the logo from the show. Oh, this guy gave me a cool piece here.
This is
a cool fucking piece here.
Yeah.
God damn it, JJ, so you just won yourself a pair of Skank Fest tickets.
Yeah! Well deserved.
Oh,
look,
dude.
I can't give them out to everybody. A lot of people hit me up. They're like, hey, dude, I sent you that arc. You can't, you know. This is extremely unique.
Yeah.
Extremely unique. I fucking love it. The amount of time and effort and detail that has gone into this, it's on another level. That's fucking awesome, dude.
Somebody's going to send you like an 8-foot tall wrought iron statue.
Dude, if you could, you know what I want? I want, you know that the old torture device was a big iron bowl that they would like bake people in? I want a Zach Amico shaped iron Zach that we can kill people in. I'll give you all access pass if you could do that.
Nice.
Just a Zach Amico statue with like the spikes on the inside, and then it closes.
It's all Zach shaped torture devices.
Yeah.
I went to the torture museum in Chicago. I tried to get you to go. You didn't want to come.
No, I didn't feel well.
Fucking asshole. It was really fun.
It's a torture museum. It's just
Lewis being at a museum with me
playing on loop.
Yeah, it was Zany's the night before.
Was that, you think you're funny?
I think the chat will appreciate that.
Yeah, I think so. That was a Lewis attack.
My stand-up playing on a loop, he said, everyone.
That's right.
Because I talked over it. That's torture for everyone. Come see me live, guys. Somewhere.
Do you want to see the cake thing?
Yes. What is this?
This is Natalie's birthday on Monday.
Okay. Is that the cake that's in the fridge?
Pull this up. The beginning of the latest Gash Journal. Paco sexually harassing somebody for no reason. It's not even in context to do with Natalie's showcase.
Great shirt.
I sexually harass Natalie for the fans. At least I do it, so I'm sure going to have her do this. People are going to be able to masturbate to this. This is pretty fucking hot. I'm not going to lie right now. Folks, get your cocks in your hands. Natalie, be cool. Be cool with the guys for once, okay? All right. All right, good. Give it a nice little lickaroo right in the center.
Hell yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow,
that was hot. It was
hot. That's the hottest thing I've ever seen.
It was hot. Like,
right?
Yeah. Wow.
Wood smash.
Really did it for me.
Your girlfriend doesn't get mad at all the sexual harassment we give you here, Natalie?
I mean, she gets that is a bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
She would just, I think she would draw the line at me doing anything remotely sexual with another person here.
Damn. We're going to try still.
Yeah. What if they did it to you while you tried to resist the enjoyment?
Great question. Let's not try it and find out.
That's fucking incredible artwork. If you guys want to send your artwork, 151 First Avenue, number 311, New York, New York, 10009.
Three.
Care of Real Ass Podcast. Send it in. And I've been hanging a lot of this artwork in my home. We're hanging in the studio next door. We're building a new studio right now. So we will be hanging a lot of it there as well. So keep on sending your awesome fan art. I do really love it. All right. Let's see. Did a lot of this already. Mike Ken's a dumb jock. Government warns women to stop playing with endangered.
It's a bullet point.
Yep.
This is a good talking point.
Yeah.
I'm real stupid.
Government warns women to stop playing with endangered penis plants.
Yeah, so apparently in Cambodia, there's a pitcher plant, which is like a carnivorous plant that resembles a penis. And so now once people have figured that out, they keep ripping them out and taking selfies with them, but they're endangered. And so they're asking people to stop doing that.
Ah, I see. Mm. Kind of hot.
That's a real look, huh? That like Kool-Aid stained lip thing.
Yeah. I don't even know. Yeah, it's uncomfortable.
I thought that was Jeremiah. I was like,
I thought it was me for a second too, and I'm like, well, Jeremiah, what are you doing?
Mercury! Oh no!
Oh, thank God. It's just Zach.
Oh, Zach, okay.
Where is this at? It's in Asia?
Cambodia.
I know nothing about Cambodia. Would anyone want to visit Cambodia?
When Ken and I looked eyes and we both realized it wasn't either one. Like, where's that coming from? Oh, Zach.
You don't see it coming.
I didn't see it coming at all. Yeah.
In Cambodia?
I know nothing about Cambodia.
Is that where like monkeys hold machine guns watching over weed fields?
No, that is Planet of the Apes Part 2.
Okay. No, that's The Beach starring Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, where's that at? That's like a special place,
Thailand.
Right?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I think we're bailing on the Italy trip now, so now I got to figure out where I'm going to bring my son, because everyone's telling me it's too hot in Italy the first week
of
August.
Take him to Thailand and sell him.
No, dude, I might go to Hawaii.
Yeah, make him a little Thai lady boy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I might go to Hawaii with him. Instead.
That's the move. Go to Kauai.
Have you ever been to Hawaii?
Kauai is the best.
I'm going there for the first time. I'm doing a show there next month in July. Yeah.
Nice.
Kind of excited.
Sick. Kauai was my favorite island.
I don't remember
chill.
What island I went to. I don't remember anything.
Yeah.
Is that in Honolulu?
Kauai. No, it's its own separate thing. So I did Big Island, Kauai, and then Maui.
Gotcha.
Maui was really beautiful too, but they definitely had some methy parts, and it's more kind of touristy.
Yeah.
Kauai, like, I'll get you a list of stuff to do if you end up going there, because it's one of those things that I wouldn't have known what to do had my wife's like best friend from college not been from there.
Did you take a helicopter ride over a volcano?
No, I don't.
See, that's like, because I would have done that until Kobe smashed his helicopter flying over a field. dude, flying over a volcano in a helicopter with my child, that's psychotic, dude. It just seems like you're just tempting God.
Yeah.
Like, what happens if it's just like, you know, I imagine just like, there'd be like a ball of flame that would just like pop up and just
like Mario.
Yeah,
I've been anti small aircraft for a long time. Didn't like some New York Yankee like blast his small plane into the side of a building and like the building was fine. He exploded, like went down. It's crazy, dude. That shit happens all the time.
JFK Jr. A lot of people go Aaliyah. They go on
La Bamba.
They go on small planes.
You just call him La Bamba?
I don't know his name.
You know, La Bamba and the Big Bopper, you know.
Richie Valens.
Richie Valens.
Has there ever been a helicopter crash into a volcano in Hawaii? Shannon.
14 this year.
People are saying in the Racist Live chat that it's going to be hot everywhere, but Hawaii is 85 degrees year-round. Ooh. It's a little
Aruba.
Different.
Aruba, yeah. Too.
Of course, the Caribbean as well. I've been to the Caribbean before with my son. I want to bring him somewhere new every year. Yeah. That's the idea, and I think Hawaii would be a fun one. But has there ever been a helicopter crash into a volcano? And is there video of it, Shannon? Please.
Okay, hold on. So I found one. I don't know how to say this word. Kilauea.
Kilauea.
I think something that's like Kauai.
That. It's Kilauea. Volcano helicopter crash. A Big Island volcano rescue story.
They rescued them though.
Yeah.
I would not assume you could survive a helicopter crash into a volcano.
I don't know, man. Travis Barker tore his way out of a plane. Like that, he fucking lived.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I'm looking for more.
Same with the... Could you imagine that being fully engulfed in flames and just smashing your way out of a plane that just crashed?
Could you imagine dying via volcano?
Oof. No.
That is the fucking... Like,
slowly.
First of all, it's like you could see it coming. Like, how fast is lava? Lava's pretty slow, right?
I think the explosions are kind of fast.
I bet it sneaks up on you.
It doesn't explode. It's like, psss, you're like, oh, fuck, man. Oh, shit.
It's like the steamroller from Austin Powers.
Yeah, how do you? I don't even understand how you die in a volcano. Like, what happens? Is it like molten lava? Like, you always see it. It's kind of like bubbling kind of slowly, like the blob, it's moving.
I think, like, with Pompeii, right? Like, it's one of those things where the heat. It's so hot that like you'll see it in the distance and then all of a sudden you're burning alive.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like you'll see it like, oh, I've still got time.
The heat comes first. Yeah. Really?
It's as if it flows about 6 miles per hour on a steep slope. So that's the fastest it's going to go.
That is the fastest I run on a treadmill. I'm like, ah! I'm just tearing ass. That's the fastest I could possibly go with my big legs.
I love a nipping
I
at your heels.
I can't run it.
You just turn around and square up with
doggy,
it.
Doggy, so...
That's he's not, trying that's to punch the lava.
Ow!
That,
leg kick. Oh, my foot.
Yeah, dude. How Shannon? Is there any footage of lava death? And Yusuf in the Racist Live chat, who is a Legion of Skanks intern. He's great. I love him. But he said there's a video of a girl falling into a lava in the Facebook group. That's a fake video. You retard, Yusuf. Now you just got yourself 3 months more of no pay.
Wow.
Just because of such a retarded statement. You're trying to fucking destroy the show with stupidity.
By the way, it's already done.
Jeremiah, this is the last time you're on the show. You disrespect me too much. You disrespect the show too much. It's my show.
The people love it.
Very intelligent show. A lot of people say that I'm
love it.
A lot of people say that I'm the inspiration for Joe Rogan Experience, and here he comes shitting on my show left and right.
Yeah. Well, if I'm a dumb jock, you're a dumb goth. Or dumb.
Also very true. But this show is a work of art, and it's not dumb.
Yeah.
Okay? The show rules.
Yeah, fuck you, Jeremiah. You're going to have to settle for being on every other show on this network this week.
Yeah, this is what happens when you have a fucking publicist. Like, it's just such an unnatural fucking thing. It's like you're going to do every fucking show. Like, it's fucking... Like it's Stephen King going on a book tour. It's psychotic behavior. Just call your friends and do podcasts.
You don't return my texts.
That's not true.
You don't return my texts.
You have my wrong number.
I don't know.
When you text me, do you get pictures of like cocks and shit sometimes?
You don't respond.
That's not true.
And then that's not his number.
No, Mike, because the guy who has my old number, if you text him, be like, oh, hey, Lewis, what's up? He's gotten so many of these because I just changed my number out of nowhere.
Oh, and you gave it out on the podcast, right?
Doggy, he fucking, let me tell you something. No, I didn't give it on the podcast. It's just my old number. So people will just text me. Whoa. People will text me with my old number, and then he just hates them. So he just sends back gay porn. Like, it would just be like a dick slamming into an ass, and then just pictures of girls covered in shit. It's, yeah.
Sounds like the phone found hot. Its rightful owner. Yeah.
It's hot.
Not much of a drop off.
So, yeah, do you have any pictures? Do you have any videos of people dying via lava, Shannon?
I don't. But the story of that helicopter volcano crash, by the way, it crashed into an active volcano. There's an episode of I Shouldn't Be Alive, and that's all about the people who survived that crash. but I don't have one of someone.
Is there a video of them scientifically explaining how lavas kill people? How lava kills people? I don't get it. I don't understand how like you know it's coming. Does it fastly? If it's 6 miles an hour, how does it get there?
I think it's the explosion. I think some people are within the blast radius, and then others can get away. You know. Yeah.
Okay, I found one.
It's so dangerous. How do people get it in those lamps?
It's like so.
I found a video. Why death?
Is that real lava in a lamp? I have no idea. What is that? Is that lava? Is that molten lava in a lava lamp? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Jeremiah, stop acting like you actually fucking know if it's molten lava in the lava lamp.
Jeremiah he's not impressed by it. It's just how deep the well goes.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It never ends.
You don't think it's real lava. You don't know. Stop acting like you know.
It's not real lava.
You don't know.
I know factually it's not
real. I know what it is.
You know what's in the lava lamp.
I think it's a chemical that's in there that
I think it's chemically the same as lava. I think they recreate lava.
No freaking way. Isn't it like wax and oil?
No, dude. I bet you it's fucking actual hot lava. Shannon, you better fucking say I'm right, you bitch, or you are done. I'm explaining to you.
It says it right here. It's a patented formula of water and actual lava, it says here.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Pull it up.
Wow.
No, it doesn't say that. I was trying to help you with this.
That was so convincing,
I
Shannon.
Really
I literally was like, are you freaking kidding me? A patented, my eyes like went bugged out of
Jeremiah's
my head.
Jeremiah's mind was blown.
Oh my blown. God.
Damn it, Shannon. What is it actually?
No, it's water and a transparent, translucent, or opaque mix of mineral oil, paraffin wax, and carbon tetrachloride.
Cannon's right. The dumb jock got it, dude.
The dumb jock got it.
Wow. It's infuriating. Shannon, can we make a real lava lamp with real lava and start selling them? I bet it's possible. It just melts through the glass.
It just kills everyone.
It fucking goes through to the basement.
Somebody orders chocolate lava cake. James, don't come in!
So I have a video of a guy explaining why death by lava is much worse than in the movies.
Mm. Let's see,
ooh,
please.
Okay.
It's just a guy talking,
this guy
though.
Sucks.
Has lied to you.
He's like, I've died from lava.
Yeah. Okay, trick you. More because we kind of all just assume that when someone falls into lava or molten metal, that you kind of just sink
this guy
into
saw
it
an interview
and
with the
die
vampire four
more
times.
Or less uneventfully. Oh, yeah. But in reality, it's worse.
It became his
much,
personality.
Much worse. Yeah, kind of like this.
But I mean,
so the reason why Hollywood has never shown you an accurate death by lava.
First of all, I don't know if we've ever seen a death by lava. I don't even know a death by lava scene in a movie.
I bet the movie Volcano has one.
Probably.
Joe versus
Dante's
the volcano.
Peak.
Lord of the Rings.
They throw somebody into a volcano.
Mordor is essentially like a volcano, like where a golem like falls in. Like
Indiana Jones
going clear.
Indiana Jones, don't they lower him down in a fucking thing into lava, like a cage?
Maybe. Oh, the Golly Bosh scene.
Dude.
Yeah.
Before he I think he's gonna rip out his heart and then he lowers him into lava. It's a whole thing,
into the
dude.
Cage. Yeah.
Yeah,
Where Scientology, like that's where the aliens and the Thetans mix in a volcano, like they fuck in the lava and then they come out.
They were frozen. I think they threw them in a volcano and it melted them.
Oh,
this is from the movie Volcano.
Oh my god! Oh no!
Yeah.
Oh, they both go. Oh, he throws the guy.
Whoa!
Oh, he saved him by throwing him.
Yeah, I mean, I doubt your face would be intact.
No, not with that much heat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. That scene's scary as shit because he's carrying him off the bus and his sneakers start melting to the metal and he's praying the whole time. That's fucking the brother from Drew Carey, the drag queen brother.
No kidding.
He's also the clown from American Horror Story.
That guy's an awesome actor, by the way.
He was in Zodiac, too.
Yes, he is so good.
Oh my god, that would hurt so much.
Dude, also,
that scene fucks me up.
Did you see the arm strength?
No way.
None of that's happening.
Yeah.
He literally
arm strength.
His skin fell off.
And then everyone's like, oh no, they both died. This
dollop of human.
Bloop. You can't fireman's carry throw a human being.
Can't even do that with regular fire.
I mean, you'd have to be a fucking giant to do that. That's crazy.
T2 also. at the end. That's lava of some sort, right?
Yeah, sort of, yeah, a molten-y type thing. But he's a robot, so that is probably, you know, how it happened. He just didn't react. He's like...
yeah, I mean, his pain receptors weren't activated.
I'll be back. Yeah. That was fucking...
that was good.
Oh, thank
that
you.
That was good. Got a dying Arnold.
Yeah.
Terminator. Get to the chopper. Yeah. So, Shannon, have this person. I want to. How does this guy describe it? Go ahead. Keep playing it.
Is apparently because no one considered density, or how much mass of something is in a certain amount of volume. Molten metal and lava flow like water sometimes, so you should sink into them like water, right?
Wrong.
Density is why things sink or float. Water has a density of around 1,000 kilograms.
No, he's giving the explanation, Shannon.
So anything with a density higher than this, like
dude, that gave me such an insight into Shannon in school. Oh, like, yeah, the work. Answer. The answer.
It's actually kind of interesting. So essentially saying it's like, it's not, it's, when you, by the way, you go to Hawaii, the fucking water is like full of salt, so you float, you can't even, it's you can't get fucking to the bottom. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So they're saying it's like you're, the density is different in the lava than a human body, so you just float on top of it and fucking
just burn while you're
rotating.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that's horrible. The coolest places I went to in Hawaii were a result of a volcano, like a lava beach up on the top of the road to Hana, which is in Maui. You drive up, there's like 38
fucking
waterfalls.
Just molten lava. This is fucking
wild.
Everybody
wants there to die. It's a Jeff Buckley beach. But and then there's a Queen's Bath, which is like one of those places that almost looks like out of water coral. It's got holes in it and shit, and there's just these huge spritzes that come out. That's pretty.
Who'd you go to Hawaii with?
My wife. Well, my chick at the time.
Nice.
Now wife.
Nice.
Yeah. I had to tell her ahead of time I wasn't proposing because it's like such a beautiful place.
Yeah,
we were dating for 5 years. I'm I don't want this to feel like you're expecting anything.
That was smart of you to do that ahead of time, to take the expectations away.
Yeah. Do you know how many beautiful sunsets with like a dolphin jumping over the moon that looked like the perfect place?
If I was her, I would have been like, oh my God, he's going to propose. Why would he even say that?
Yeah.
Why would he even say that? Like, I would assume you're trying to do some reverse psychology shit. That would have fucked me up so much more.
Oh.
It would have, Shannon, am I wrong about that?
No, I feel like that would have made me think it more.
Yeah.
You saying that.
Yeah, for sure.
Stuck it out. She really stuck it out.
Yeah, dude. I dated a girl. She was so into the idea of getting married. Like, she would say it every day. She's like, we're going to get married one day, right? We're going to get married. Mm. And I had to tell her at one point, I was like, stop. I was like, if I want to get married, it's going to be romantic. I'm going to like get on my knee. I'm going to pull out a ring. It's going to be a surprise. It's not going to be, oh, yeah, I know, because we've been talking about this every single day of our relationship. Women are fucking, I don't even understand getting married.
Well, that is like, somebody who's relentlessly mentioning it is dying to be themselves eventually. So they just want you to be like, yeah, yeah, we're committed. And then they're like, it's just going to be a fucking nightmare situation. Because that means they're
not
busting from
people.
The seams.
These are ugly, fat people who are waiting to let themselves go at any moment's notice.
All right, look, we're going to wrap this one. It's been a fun show.
Yeah.
I'm going to make you put on Rick and Morty right now before I leave.
Please do. New special, 9 p.m., White Privilege Homeless.
It's tonight?
YouTube.com.
Tonight.
Mike Cannon Comedy.
I'll tweet it out.
Tonight.
I'll post it.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
You're the fucking man. Cannon rules. So funny. One of the best in the business.
I wasn't able to say this on Legion of Skanks. I do have something sincere to say. The Legion of Skanks fans and Real Ass Podcast fans have been coming out a lot now since I've been on the road more, and it's fucking awesome.
Yeah,
they're
the
always
best.
The coolest fans. They come up after the show. They, you know, whatever. They say nice things. They super know comedy. It is, it's really cool because, you know, I've started doing your shows for a long time, and now I'm finally getting out there and stuff. And it's
go
just,
support
it's
these
cool
guys on the road. Jeremiah is a fucking killer. He's the man. Support him. Support all these guys who will be at Skankfest as well. Everyone here in this room is going to be at Skankfest this October in Las Vegas, Nevada. Keep on tuning in. We're going to be giving away tickets eventually. Tickets are completely sold out. We're not doing any more on sale. There's no secret tickets. There's no special ones. I know people are like, they'll do another release. We're not doing another release of tickets. So if you guys want to volunteer for Skankfest, you can volunteer. That's a great way to get access to Skankfest. Go to skankfest.net and sign up for the volunteer list, and hopefully you can become a volunteer. Not everybody. It's a very limited amount of people that can volunteer, but you get all access. You get backstage access. You get a lot of really cool perks and benefits, and it's not a hard job. Very often you're watching shows and fucking hanging out and just sort of assisting comedians and doing various other things.
We're walking drunk guys home at 12:30 p.m.
Yeah. Sometimes it's really dangerous. Sometimes we make you, you know, a human shield for Kim Congdon. But that also has happened.
You're going to be covered in cum.
All right, we'll be back on Friday. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.